Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Mi'ilah Daf Yudalad, Mi'ilah 14, and today's Daf Yomi on the bottom of Yudalad Amud Aleph. The Mishnah discusses the Gizbarim, the treasurers of the temple that want to purchase construction material. They want to purchase beams or trees in order to build structures in the temple. So when we know when something belongs to the temple, when something is donated to the temple, it immediately becomes hektish, consecrated, and therefore a person is not able to use it. So says our Mishnah, Gizbarim Shalok Hu'etzim, if the treasurers purchase wood from a unconsecrated forest in order to make construction materials, 2x4s, to build molin ba'etzim, that if they are misusing the wood for their own purposes, that's considered to be me'ilah, and there can be trespassing with respect to these trees. And the reason is because these trees are capable of being used as beams. However, ein molin lo b'shifui v'lo b'nevi'ah, they are not considered to be in violation of me'ilah if they are using just the shavings of the trees or also just the leaves, because the reason is that the Gizbar, the treasurer, he purchased the tree just for the purposes of the beams and not for the shavings or the leaves. So the shavings or the leaves, the temple has no use for them, and so therefore as a result of that, they are not going to be considered sacred. So Shmuel comes along in the Gemara and says, Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, bonin b'chol v'ach kach machtishin. So Shmuel gives halacha, that the halacha is that when the treasurers build a temple, that when they build it, when they're bonin b'chol, meaning to say that when they acquire all the objects for the necessity of building the temple, they don't use consecrated money, they use mos of chulin, unconsecrated money, or else alternatively they purchase it on a credit, and after they purchase it on credit, only achar kach, only when the building is complete, then are they maktishin, then do they consecrate the building. And they do that by taking the hektish money and transferring it to the building, and so therefore the building is now consecrated, and then the hektish money is now deconsecrated. And so that's the explanation of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara asks, my time, and what's the reason for Shmuel? What's the reason for this halacha? And the reason is, the man de misnadev mos maktishlu, that the reason is the person who is donating the money to the temple, he is being maktashit, he is consecrating in the moment he donates it. And so therefore, if the treasurers would pay from this consecrated money onto the building immediately when they acquire it, then the person who sells it will be benefiting from that money, because he's benefiting from the temple money. And so therefore, Amar Techo Kedushas Amos Abinyon V'yavlon L'umnim B'slarin. And so therefore he says, no, first we're going to deconsecrate the money by transferring it to the building, and then we're going to give it to the workers. That way the workers are not benefiting from the temple money. So according to the first explanation of Shmuel, the reason why we're bonin be'achol is to prevent the people who are selling something from being in violation of me'ilah when they sell something to the temple. But Rav Papa gives a different answer, that the concern is not for the sellers, but rather, says Rav Papa, on the bottom of Yudalad Amud Beis, as we come to the conclusion of Perek Vlad Chatos, Rav Papa says, Hainu Taima, what's the reason why we are bonin b'chol, and why we build without it being consecrated, is because Onitna Torah Amalach Yasharis, the Torah was not given to angels, the Torah was given to human beings. And the sages were concerned, Amre Del Mabai Lamizgo Uzigalayu, the sages were concerned that the workers, in the process of building, are going to come and sit on some of the structures they're building and actually use them because they need to take a break, or else maybe they're going to need to lean on them, says Tosfos. And so therefore, Ibana Bikutcha, if they're building it in a state of holiness, Ishtakach Tekama'ayel Bikutcha, what's going to happen is that they are doing Mi'ilah with respect to this holiness, because they are misappropriating it. And so therefore, the rabbis established that when they build it, the structure is not yet holy. It's only going to become holy after it's completed, and then we don't have to be concerned that the workers are going to be using it while they're building it. And indeed, the Gemara challenges Rav Papa from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that Gizbarin Shalach Hu'etzim Molin Behen Ve'im Molin Lo B'Shifoi V'Lo B'Neviah, that our Mishnah said that whoever purchases the wood is trespassing on it, but you're not trespassing on the shavings or the leaves. So why are you trespassing it? V'amai molin ben hachinami leve b'chol, let them do it the same thing. Let them purchase the wood and keep it deconsecrated, because we're concerned that maybe somebody's going to going to come and lean on it. So why do we have this concept in our Mishnah? So it says Rav Papa. Rav Papa gives a different answer, which shows why he argues with Shmuel. He says, Ibe Eitzim Mikam Va'elach. If his intent was to just use he's buying wood, he's intending to use it for a long period of time from now, indeed, we're going to say that we have to be concerned that maybe they'll be trespassing on the wood, and they're only going to consecrate in the end. Our Mishnah is talking about a scenario that he's planning on using the wood that day, and so therefore we don't have to be concerned he's going to sit on it because he's building with it immediately, and since he's building with it immediately, he's going to be sensitive to it. He's not going to make a mistake and use it. But if it's a long-term construction project, then indeed we'd have to be worried. But the fundamental concept that the Talmud is discussing here is L'nitna Torah L'malachei Asharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. The Torah was just given to human beings. And so therefore, it's our responsibility to do the best that we can. And the Be'er Shmuel writes about this. The Be'er Shmuel says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help us, we could never be certain that we're not going to come to a sin. So how do we know that we're not sinning? We could be racked with guilt. Nevertheless, L'nitna Torah L'malachei Asharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. So the Nistaro slash Emokenu. The secret things, a person, that's for Hashem to know. A person should never leave his piety from trying and doing the best we can. And all we have to do is be humans, because the Torah wasn't given to angels, so we have to do the best we can and then pray that Hashem helps us to complete our spiritual mission.